This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On What's On Your Mind, overlooking beautiful Lake Sakakawea. We are in Newtown, North Dakota at the MHA Energy Expo 2018 at the Four Bears Casino and Event Center. What a beautiful facility this is. Holy buckets. Is that nice? Unbelievable. Last time I was in a casino, I about dropped over when I got walked 10 steps in from the smell of smoke. And I'm not like one of these, you know, don't smoke around me kind of Nazis. It just, you know. I don't smoke, never have, and, if somebody else wants to, fine. But casinos, I was down at the Twin Cities one, and I forget where else, but here, most of the places, no smoking, it's beautiful, it's clean, it's nice, it's people are winning money, jumping up and down, having a grand old time, so that's great. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall is how we're going to spend this hour of What's On Your Mind. We're waiting for Congressman Cramer to call, so while we're doing that, I'll go to Chris in Annetta and find out what's on his mind. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. So I had two questions for you. One, do you believe in community?
Of course.
Okay. Do you believe in free food?
Not only do I believe in it, I celebrate it. Yeah. It's my favorite words in the English language.
Well, I'm the pastor at the United Community Church, and we're doing a free community meal. We want to show the community that we want to contribute, so we're doing smoked chicken, green beans with almonds, Cavendish Farms donated French fries for the event. And we're hoping to have around 300 people come. It's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We wanted to do it during the week when everybody would be around and just everybody can come over to the Annetta Community Church. It's for the people of Annetta and surrounding farmers and families.
That sounds like a great time. Annetta, tomorrow night starts at 6, you said?
Yep, at the Annetta Community Church.
All right, that's very nice of you. Free food. That sounds like a great deal. Tell us how it goes, okay, Chris? Give us a full report.
Yeah, I will.
Free food. Speaking of free food, by the way, another stop for you tomorrow. We'll be in Twin Buttes for the Bach and Rocks Cookfest final day. Had a great time in Granora yesterday. Really looking forward to tomorrow. And by the way, we can't do our broadcast. We can't come out and participate in this and meet all the folks we do without our fine sponsors. Our thanks to Hess, to Goodnight Midstream, and to Enbridge. And the folks at Enbridge, proud to support the North Dakota Petroleum Council and Cookfest. It's one of the many ways they support the communities near their pipelines. Learn more at Enbridge.com. And join us tomorrow in Twin Buttes, 2 o'clock information session at the Twin Buttes Community Center. Then 4 to 7 free barbecue, free stuff, and live music by ND22. So we'll see you in the Community Center lot in Twin Buttes tomorrow. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's crank up the Talk Radio Town Hall. If you have a question for Congressman Cramer, it's as simple as calling us at 258-0550 from any 701 telephone number. That's the local 701 number, 258-0550. You can also text Todd or me with your questions. Mine is 367-2054, 367-2054. Todd's is 226-8503. Congressman Cramer, welcome back to the Talk Radio Town Hall. How are you?
All right. Right now, I'm sort of grieving the fact that I'm not going to be in Annetta or Twin Buttes tomorrow night because I have to be on an airplane. But I'm looking at the schedule thinking, I wonder if there's any chance at all that I could get home early enough. But it's not going to work, I don't think.
I think we should call Delta and see if they have a direct flight
to
D.C. to Twin Buttes. Or Annetta. Annetta might be a little closer for you.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's good stuff. Great time yesterday.
Yeah, I bet.
Exactly right. So already calls stacking up, and I want to get to them, but I first want to ask you about another high-profile visitor, and this one's a repeat, Vice President Mike Pence coming back to North Dakota on your behalf. Of course, he's been to Minot for a little tour up there, and then he did an event for you in Fargo, and now one in Grand Forks. Tell us what we need to know about next week.
Yeah, well, as always, these details get worked out throughout the last 10 days or so, and we're there, but... So, yeah, he's coming to Grand Forks the 25th, which is, of course, next week already. Hard to believe. And, you know, he's going to, this much I know, he's going to fly to the Grand Forks Air Force Base, which is more than appropriate, and spend a little time with our airmen at Grand Forks, which I think is just great. And of all the things they asked me, you know, what should we have him do? I said, well, the first thing we should do is spend some time with our airmen. I don't know about you, Scott, and I know you were in Minot when he was there, but the guy is, Mike Pence is a top drawer individual human being and a great leader, but he is particularly special and gifted in expressing the country's appreciation to our military personnel. So I'm really pleased he's going to spend some time at the Grand Forks Air Force Base with our airmen. And then we're working out the details on other stuff. So we're working on, you know, some very specific campaign activities related to raising some money and hopefully try to get them in front of as many people as we can. One thing I can tell you is that we have a bit of a facility challenge in Grand Forks, so we're working through a lot of that stuff. Not that there aren't facilities, but there's a lot of stuff going on in Grand Forks next week that we're trying to work through and around.
I think we should get him to drop the puck, even if there isn't a hockey game at Engelstad Arena. You know what I mean?
That's a great idea. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we could work on that for next winter, maybe.
Be a photo op. Everybody'd welcome, right? You know,
yeah,
the heck? Get
for
out
sure.
there and put that jersey on and drop the puck. That sounds great. So Wednesday, Grand Forks, Mike Pence. Stay tuned for more details on how folks can participate, and we'll keep you posted right here. Looking forward to that very much. Pete and Mandan has a question for you. Let's get going on the calls for Congressman Kramer. Pete, you're up. Go ahead.
Hi. Say, first of all, I just want to say I'm a Trump supporter, a huge Trump supporter, and I have supported you, but I do have one question. Mm-hmm. I like hunt fish on public property.
Yes.
And your views on public property, to me, seem like you would eliminate almost all of it. Well, I mean, what were you doing for people that, sportsmen that, I mean, we rely on all public lands, federal and state, to hunt and fish. I mean, those of us that don't have a bunch of money to pay and fly to different places to hunt, what are you doing for any of us?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, with regard to federal lands, which is what I have direct jurisdiction over as one member of Congress, is to open up more federal lands, public lands, to multiple use. As you probably know, there are a lot of people in this country. There's an entire movement in this country trying to close off federal lands to multiple uses. In fact, they'd like it to all just be wilderness, which means not only no hunting and fishing, but any other kind of commercial activity, including, by the way, grazing. So I've always been a big advocate of keeping our federal lands open to the public for multiple use. Now, obviously, there are restrictions on places like, national parks and wildlife refuges, those kinds of things. And anytime you're on federal land any public land, but particularly federal land, there are sets of rules and whatnot. But I don't know any sportsman that looks to violate those rules. They want to keep those federal lands available to people. So I've been quite consistent on that. I will tell you, I have been all about getting some of that federal land back to states and counties where it can be managed more close to home. The United States government owns, let's just say they own more of the country than private individuals own in terms of real estate. And in my view, they own way, way too much of it, particularly out west. Certainly that's not so much the case in North Dakota, but out in the Mountain West and Nevada, yes, states like Nevada, that's 90% federal land. Places like Idaho that are 60% federal lands, and other places, Montana and Wyoming, where that's near half of the land out there is owned by the federal government. So there's certainly no shortage of land that's owned by the federal government. But And by the way, the federal government doesn't pay taxes, so we're forever having to appropriate money in lieu of taxes to help those local communities, build their roads, have their schools, their fire protection, police protection, all those kinds of things, as a result of the lack of profit opportunity on many of those federal lands. So I've never been a big advocate of moving public lands into private ownership so much. We do have a couple of bills that actually are going to get marked up today in natural resources that would transfer, convey about, I think it ends up being a total of about 1,000 acres around, that's owned by the Bureau of Reclamation, around the Jamestown Reservoir and around Lake Patterson at Dickinson. As I said, those are Bureau of Reclamation dams that have been managed by the Bureau since, I think, the 1950s or 60s. And there are cabins that, around those lakes that are owned by individuals. But, of course, it's on the Bureau of Reclamation land, and my two bills, Senator Hovenes, similar bills or mirror bills in the Senate, would convey that land back, in the case of Jamestown, to the Stutzman County Park Board, and in the case of Dickinson, to the Dickinson Park Board, and they would continue to use it for recreational use.
Pete, thanks for the call. More after this. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? The most listening to a radio program on the Northern Plains. Lines are full, so we're going to go as quick as we can with questions and answers here for Congressman Kramer, but others welcome certainly by text 701-367-2054, or you can also do Todd, 701-226-8503. Sorry, I'm saying too many numbers. But we'll take your text as well. Also, today we are brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. And remember, the most important thing to your health is sleep. That is the... If you hear nothing else in this radio program today, know that if you want good health and a long life, you need sleep. And if you're not getting it, if you're tossing and turning, MyPillow can help. And everything from the mattress to the mattress topper to the body pillow to the travel pillow to the premium pillows Todd and I sleep on, those are great. Up to 50% off on all of it at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, or when you call 800-506-9028. Back to the calls for Congressman Kevin Kramer. We go next to John on the road. Go ahead, John.
Hi. Just kind of a comment, if the congressman would like to comment on it and stuff. Both you and your opponent have a good voting record for the Second Amendment. But
yes,
he comes out for that Garland that Obama wanted for Supreme Court justice, and he does not. And that loses the war, as far as I'm concerned. And I think I just wanted to point that out and stuff to remind you that she will brag about her good voting record, but then she turns around and wants a judge that'll screw us over. So,
well, I think that's an important point. And by the way, and you'll appreciate this, Scott, I just got off doing Stuart Varney's show, and we talked about the issue of the Supreme Court nominee, Judge Kavanaugh, of course. And Judge Kavanaugh has a very good record on the Second Amendment, of course, as he does with the entire Constitution. But another point to the caller's overall point is that Senator Heitkamp did join with Senator Susan Collins on trying to eliminate people's Second Amendment rights if they're on that very questionable terror watch list, which, as you know, some members of Congress have been on, some clergy have been on, and taking away somebody's Second Amendment rights without due process is a pretty serious issue in my view. And so that is one specific position she's taken that failed, if you will, on protecting Second Amendment rights.
John, thank you for raising that point. I don't know that I remember that, and now other people are informed, but that's an important data point in the race, no doubt about it. Don in Saskatchewan for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Congressman, this is Don, of course. You know,
hi, Don, of course.
Hey, sir, quick question. Are you going to be at the fair? Because the wife and my two dogs are going to be there, and we want to be there.
North Dakota and Saskatchewan, boy, if there's not a lot in common there. I am going to be at the fair. I'm going to be at the fair Saturday because, of course, we'll be there for the parade, the fair parade, and we'll be driving the Kramer truck. I'll be walking, of course, and seeing folks. And as you probably know, the parade ends in the fairgrounds, so I'll be there this weekend.
Yeah, we live in Minot. We're going to get prime seats over there by the hospital. So
awesome.
Just wanted to see if you're going to be there. Say hi to you, okay?
I would look forward to that opportunity. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Have a good day.
And say hi to your wife and dogs for me.
Sure will.
I anticipated a call from Saskatchewan to probably be maybe something on NAFTA. But here it's Don wanting you to come to the fair, who just happens to be in Saskatchewan. But in a minute or less, where are we at with the renegotiation of NAFTA?
Well, we're making some progress, interestingly, and I've been having a lot of discussions with folks both at the Commerce Department and at USDA, and the most encouraging news, and we had started hearing about this a couple of weeks ago, and it's really come to fruition, is that the incoming president who takes over December 1st, the very liberal president-elect, who's elected on July 1st of Mexico, and the current administration have been working side by side and are in complete agreement on NAFTA renegotiation. And so the negotiations have resumed with Mexico, and they're going very well from every indication. So we're feeling awfully good that the United States and Mexico will come to some agreement fairly soon. That, of course, puts a lot of added pressure on our friends in Canada, who've been playing, in my view, pretty foolishly with a with a very small hand. And I believe that, you know, particularly with what we heard today from Larry Kudlow about China digging in their heels and being obstinate toward the United States, I think that this is a grand opportunity to get NAFTA done yet this summer or early fall, and hopefully restore some, you know, some confidence in those commodity markets that depend on trade.
To Watford City we go, and Dee, your question for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Yeah, it ties right in with the NAFTA thing. The Canadians ship their tar sand oil down here, and we need that energy, which is fine. But what are you doing to ensure that they're not just shipping right down to the Gulf of Mexico, loading it on ships and shipping it all over the world, thus using America as a transportation hub and possibility of us, you know, incurring any incidences due to the fact that they do not want to even ship it across their country to their country?
Well, actually, for export purposes, they would be better off just exporting it from their own ports. It's a shorter distance for them to move the oil to their own port, which is, by the way, if the Keystone XL pipeline doesn't get built, that's exactly what they are going to do, and they've started working toward. I will tell you this. So their market, the market for Canadian heavy Canadian crude, the oil sands, is the Gulf Coast of the United States, because that's where, of course, there are so many refineries that are set up to use heavy sour crude. A lot of them use heavy sour crude traditionally from Venezuela. Canada provides equal quality with a much friendlier neighbor, obviously, than Venezuela is. So that is their market. Now, I will say this. We do know that some of the refined product that is refined there in the Gulf Coast does go to other countries. We do export it, but of course we're exporting at that point a value-added product that American workers and American technology and American energy has created with a raw commodity coming out of Canada, similar to lots of other things that we export as a North American continent. So there is some of that. We are, of course, the number one exporter of refined petroleum product in the world, and we're now becoming a major exporter of our own raw crude throughout the world. So at some point, I could envision actually, the blending of various crudes. We have, of course, the light, sweet, high-quality crude. Theirs is the heavy, sour crude. Some refiners are able to blend the two and into a product. And so to answer your question, we don't prevent exporting out of the Gulf Coast, but what gets exported is the refined product.
Well, that's excellent. Good news to hear, because we don't need them just to use us for a superhighway.
Yeah, I know. You raise a good point. Yeah.
That would be a great opportunity to put a tariff on it if they ever thought they could do that, because they certainly tariff the heck out of our farmers and our products. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, great point, and it's a great point. I would tell you that the energy independence of the country, and now the energy dominance that Donald Trump aspires to for our country, is a very real thing with very real possibilities. And but I'd much rather use Canadian heavy sour than Venezuelan heavy sour.
Take a break. When we come back, let's see who's next. Jim Bismarck, Sean Fargo, others on deck. Stay tuned.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First, the 12 boys who'd been trapped in a cave in Thailand for over 2 weeks were out of the cave. Now they're out of the hospital and talking to reporters. That youth soccer team and their coach holding a news conference a short time ago. This boy saying through a translator he was the one who led the first rescuers to the rest of the group.
I grabbed the torch for me, and then I came down, and then I greeted them. I said, hello.
A wildfire outside Yosemite National Park in California continues to grow. The Ferguson fire is up to 13,000 acres and only 5% contained, currently threatening about 100 buildings. In Washington State, a wildfire burning near Spokane has forced evacuations of about 800 homes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
On your mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer and the weekly talk radio town hall, something that I think, I've been doing radio a long time, since I was 12 years old, and I'm old now, talk radio since, the Andrews Conrad race, 1986. That's right, I'm a fossil. And it is extraordinary to every week have, a elected member of Congress on the radio taking your questions. Without any idea of what's coming in the way of topic matter or subjects, agendas, whatever. Just call me and ask me anything. It's unheard of. And we sort of take that for granted. And here we are in the middle of a Senate race between Congressman Cramer and his opponent, Senator Heitkamp, that is the talk of the nation, the entire nation. And, not too many other Senate candidates out there that are doing this every week. Long way of saying take advantage of it, because it is extraordinary, and we do thank Congressman.
Hey, can I tell you a funny story about that? Scott, just the other day, this week, my friend Greg Gianforte, who's, of course, the congressman from Montana, he came to me and said, by the way, he said, thank you for that talk radio town hall idea. He said, I now do 1 hour every Friday on 22 stations across Montana. Can you believe that? And so anyway, he said, thanks for that idea. He said, that's a great idea. And I said, wow, really? So he's on some network that has 22 stations, which, of course, Montana, you talk about distance between voters. Man, there's a lot of distance out there.
The beauty is we only need K-Fire and the flag, and we cover
the
most
distance
of 22.
Yeah, we need to have those signals, those big sticks.
and our KTGO KLTC team as well. So, all right, back to the calls here. Sean Fargo, go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, sorry, I'm driving it on my Bluetooth. But I just want to know what's preventing our president from directing our FBI, CIA, DOJ, everybody there from releasing all the information they have as far as the peace warrant, the Russia investigation, all the information they have to the House Intelligence Committee or the Senate Intelligence Committee and say, this is enough stonewalling, this is enough being on the bush and just get it done, send it over there so our congressmen, our House and representatives can look through it officially and finally get some answers to us public people.
Yes, to your point, to your question, first of all, I share your frustration as do a lot of our members, and certainly Devin Nunes does. He and I talk quite regularly. And I think, specifically to your question, why doesn't the president sort of order that to be done? I think it's because of the politics of it and the perception of it, that he's, to this point, been very respectful of the fact that there's this investigation going on that involves allegations against him, none of which, by the way, have proven to be true. In fact, they're more and more turning out to be proven not to be. But I think he's just trying to maintain that the integrity of all of that, even though the others on the other side are not. To his credit, he has done that. I'm going to answer it further with my own question, and that is, why doesn't his attorney general? And Jeff Sessions, I know he recused himself from the Mueller investigation, or from the Russian investigation, I should say, and I put that in quotes. But that doesn't absolve him from his responsibility as the Attorney General of the United States. And to think that people like Peter Strzok and all the others, Andrew McCabe and right on down the line, Lisa Page, that why they, some of them, not all of them obviously, but why some of them still have jobs? Why is it that they can withhold, the FBI can withhold information that's been subpoenaed or been compelled by Congress, without him intervening, not on behalf of the president or anybody else, and not to interfere with the investigation, but simply to carry out your responsibilities and your duties as the executive branch of government. To me, he didn't recuse himself from running the agency, and to me, that's the bigger disappointment, is why hasn't Jeff Sessions seen to it that the FBI and the Justice Department respond to Congress?
Sean, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. We're going to go to Bismarck next. And Jim, got to keep rolling. I'm sorry we don't have time for more follow-ups. We just got a full bank, and I want to get to everybody. Jim, go ahead. You're next.
Actually, this is Tim Keller. Hey, I got a question for you,
hey, Tim.
Congressman Kramer. I don't know if you can help out with this, but why is it, or how do we go about getting the Corps of Engineers to allow trees to be planted around our recreational sites in North Dakota? John's Lake is a good example. There's other lakes that are around. They've had thousands of trees planted, and the Corps comes in and they rip them out. And these lakes are used by recreational people, and storms come through and bad things happen. Is there anything you can do to try to help get something going so that campers and recreational people have some way to be protected while they're out camping? Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks, Tim, for the question. I'm actually going to be over meeting with the head of the Corps tomorrow, so I'll bring it up with him. The Corps of Engineers, earlier I talked about, I have a bill that's going to be marked out of the Natural Resources Committee today conveying some Bureau of Reclamation land, but the Corps of Engineers is like its own government, speaking of agencies that don't answer to Congress. But we do have a much more responsive administration now. I think pretty much any Democrat has to admit that they do respond. So let me take it up to the Corps itself and ask the question, Tim. I do know that they manage the land in the most, I don't know how to put it even, but in the most careful way. By that I mean they take no risks. And so if somewhere in a manual it says that a tree that should not be planted anywhere that was where it could fall down and get in the water or kill a fish or God only knows, that they're not going to take the risk of allowing it. They always err on the side of the ultimate caution. And so while they're a bunch of engineers, they act more like attorneys. So. But I'll take it up with them and see what the issue is and see if there's not something more that can be done to provide you guys that freedom to plant some trees, at least even with their consultation.
Thanks, Tim. Texter, I'd like to hear more about his reasoning as to why he is against turning public lands over to private individuals. I've heard something like 90-something percent of the state of Nevada belongs to the government. That's too much.
Yeah. No, it is too much. There's no question about it. And I'm not saying I'm necessarily against returning some of it to private individuals. I don't know how much of it wants to be or how many private individuals want certain lands. But I'm even talking about commerce on federal lands. Just take as an example. study. You know this. There are literally trillions, and I mean trillions with a T, trillions of dollars worth of minerals underneath federal lands. Not just all oil and gas either. I mean, many of the precious metals that we depend on, that we currently import from around the world, are almost exclusively in the United States on federal lands. We don't mine any of those precious metals anymore. These are things that go into cell phones and technology. Instead, we get them from China and other, and Africa and other places. What about, we've all but eliminated the timber industry on federal lands. I think about 90% of the timber industry that was once on federal lands has been removed. Guess what the result of that is, besides robbing the taxpayers of revenue and robbing people of jobs, and it makes us more dependent on other countries, in the timber case, Canada most specifically, depend on other countries. And the other outcome of it is not just economical, but it's that we have forests that aren't managed well, that have a bunch of dead trees that become tinder for forest fires. And there's no question there's been an increase in forest fires in the last decade or so as a result of poor management of our federal lands. So I think you can have federal lands that have some federal protection, but you can also maximize those federal lands to the benefit of, again, like I said earlier, multiple use. Recreation certainly is one of those uses, but so is extracting the minerals and the commodities that create jobs and create revenue and opportunity for local communities to thrive around our federal lands on industries other than or besides or in addition to tourism. With regard to federal, I think you can look at all of these issues, and somebody ought to look at them. You know, one of the bills that I have that I introduced last year, along with Ron Kind, a Democrat from Wisconsin, a very liberal Democrat, I might add, is to begin by creating an inventory of all federal lands. Do you know there's not a single inventory of all federally owned lands? And that's because there's so many agencies in the government that own lands. USDA has Forest Service and grass. Lands. Interior, of course, has a multitude of federal lands. You can't imagine how many different agencies there are that have federal lands, and we don't have an inventory even of what those lands are or where they are.
All right, Gary Fargo is next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Congressman, I'd like to start asking some questions of the Lutheran services into how many Muslims were brought into the state, where they're at, what are the numbers, what dollar value of services are they getting, such as housing, food assistance, education, health care. I wouldn't be... I'm going to get called a bigot for this, but if he wasn't bringing in Christian Muslims that were being persecuted in the Middle East, he brought in some of the worst kinds. And they, what was the vetting process on these people? And why should I, as a taxpayer, an American citizen, have to pick up the tab for all these people?
Well, I'm certainly not an expert on a lot of that stuff. We have at some points requested and I think received some information on the refugee resettlement program and what it costs and, how much the agencies receive for that. You may have heard me at some point in the past express some concern over what I think is an incentive to place people, whether it's in their best interest or not, and whether it's in the best interest of the community or not. But I want to also say this, Scotty. When I'm in Fargo, Moorhead, or when I'm shopping in Fargo or staying at a hotel in Fargo, regardless of what religion they are, when I meet people from various countries around the world that are there probably as refugees in most cases, or in some cases maybe they're here on a work permit of some sort, I have nothing but great experiences with them. I'm not judging what the cost of the government or anything like that, but I'm telling you, in some of these retailers and stuff, I absolutely love running into these people. One of the things I always do is just a matter of my curiosity. I always ask where they're from. And it's amazing when you ask somebody where they're from, how willing they are to tell you and then tell you more about themselves. And, you know, I would encourage people to engage them. That's, again, I'm not saying that we don't have an issue and that we shouldn't look into all of these things, and we're diligent about it. I am. I've pushed back against a lot of resettlement in certain circumstances. But I'll check into the vetting process for you as well, and I think that we can do even more vetting.
Appreciate the call. Need to take a break. More after this. Don't go away, folks.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
H.A. Thompson and Sons, for over 100 years, have been serving North Dakotans. That's grown over the years when they started, of course, Bismarck Plumbing, Heating, and now more and more. One of the things I most like talking about is how Mark and Claudia Thompson and their daughters and the whole team at H.A. Thompson & Sons have the Link Service Contract, our Link Service Contractor, which allow them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the entire region, and already now maintaining over 600 buildings and their heating and cooling systems in the Northern Plains. Find out more, because it saves you money. HAThompsonandSons.com or call 701-223-3393. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Real quick, Farm Bill Conference Committee update. When do you anticipate the President's going to have a Farm Bill to sign?
Yeah, so we're going to vote today on going to conference. The House is going to. I think the Senate will take it up maybe this week as well, or maybe next week. But that's the next step in forming the conferees or naming the conferees. So today we will vote to go to conference. I don't know how many conferees there will be. I think then they'll announce the conferees from the House. Same will be true of the Senate in the next couple of days. And then the conferees will start working on reconciling the differences between the House and the Senate bill. And who knows? Hopefully the President will get it on his desk before September 30th.
I asked Senator Hovind, I said, do you agree that the House version is better? And he said, I do, actually, on you know, some significant parts of it. But there's a few things in the Senate bill that are better. What do you like the chances of coming out with a perfect fit for North Dakota?
Well, that's certainly the goal, of course. I think Senator Hovind, he does such good work on farm bill issues over in the Senate. And there are some things, I think he's right, there's some things better in the House version, there are some things better in the Senate version. But, of course, politics is the art of the possible, so the conference committee hopefully will reconcile differences and find, certainly not perfection, but they'll find something that's acceptable to all sides that we can pass and get on the President's desk, I hope, by September 30th when the current farm bill expires.
All right. As best as we're able, let's try and keep questions and answers short here so we can get through the rest of our callers. Jim in Fargo next for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Congressman, I was extremely disappointed when you and Senator Hovind both criticized Mr. Trump. Please don't tell me you're going to join Heidi Schumer and them with the 90% of the other elected officials of being in the deep state. It's very disappointing to me.
Well, I'm assuming what you're speaking of my reference to his comments in Helsinki, which even he has now admitted were inappropriate, and why he says he's misspoken. By the way, I find that very encouraging because I think it was, you know, they were obviously not the right comments to be making in Helsinki next to Vladimir Putin. At the same time, I've also defended him because I've said it, what the left is saying and what the media is saying that he said he didn't say. He never said, I believe the KGB and not, you know, not U.S. intelligence sources. He never said that. He didn't say he agreed with him. He said, I don't know why they would do it. I kind of understand that. My biggest concern with what he said, and I think it's become his biggest concern with what he said, and it's what he's tried to clarify over the last 24 hours, and I think he's done it quite successfully, and that is there is not a moral equivalent between the United States and Russia, and that their intelligence sources and our intelligence agencies are not fighting for the same thing. And I, you know, so I find it quite encouraging that he's corrected that and clarified that. He first called up members of Congress to clarify it, and then he has gone quite public to clarify it. And I think with that, I'm all about the future. One thing about Donald Trump, Scotty, is he's not burdened by history. He wakes up every day with a fresh slate, a clean slate, talks about and wants to try and make things better going forward. So he doesn't carry the baggage of the past. But once in a while, some of that baggage of the past is how we judge who it is we're standing next to, and we want to be careful. But he's really done nothing different in terms of meeting with Vladimir Putin than any other president before him has done with Soviet and Russian leaders, and that is to try to forge a more friendly relationship because they are the second largest nuclear power in the world, and we certainly don't want them joining forces with Islamic terrorists or with China, and he's doing a good job of standing in that gap for peace in the world.
I agree with
the
that.
Most amazing thing is, the most amazing thing is the most amazing thing is Barack Obama was soft on Russia. Soft.
Well, ridiculous.
You look at Trump. I mean, and even whispering in the ear, "Hey, I'll have more flexibility after my election." Even on tape saying it, and yet they have Trump, who's been tougher with sanctions. and everything else. It really, I know.
Well, the same people were critical of him for holding Germany accountable for doing business with Russia. So on one day they're mad because he's too tough on Russia with Germany, and then the next week they're mad at him for, you know, being too nice to Russia. So you clearly can't gauge based on what our out of control mainstream media in this world, you know, in this country. I don't know if you can call it mainstream, but anyway, how they respond with their hysteria. But at the same time, I think it's important once in a while to say, you know what, we need to rephrase that. That can be more artfully said.
I only have 20 seconds left before the music's going to start. Mark, you want to just get a really quick comment for Congressman Kramer, and we'll leave it at that today? Mark at Bismarck?
Hi, guys.
How are you, Mark?
Great.
That was a really quick comment.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was. He did fulfill, you know, what I asked for, and said, "Hi, guys." So, thank you, Mark. Sorry, we don't have more time, Mark, but we just ran out, didn't get to all the texts either, which is the reason to always call first, and text is the second option to get those questions in. Congressman Kramer, thanks. We'll see you at the visit of Vice President Pence next week. Look forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Scotty. Bye bye.
God bless you, folks. Thanks
for
listening.
Scott Hannon here from What's on Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book, the book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thorson story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thorson's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorson story. You'll love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.